Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Chof Zayin. We'll start from the bottom of the Omud Chofov Omud Beis. Eisvei, hamapilas min behemo chayo ve'oif, v'shilyo imohem. V'zman shahashilyo kshuro imohem, en choyshishim levlad achel. Ein shilyo kshuro imohem, choyshishim levlad achel. Hareini matil aleihem choymer shtei vlodis. So the Rebbe is talking about a case, the isha was mapilas min behemo chayo ve'oif, and then there's a shilyo that came afterwards. So, v'zman shahashilyo kshuro imohem, it's connected, the shilyo, to the guf of lad. Ein choyish shishim levlad acher. We're not toile. The shilyo is from a different vlad. Just we say that the shilyo is shaykh to this vlad of min behemo chayev oif. But in a case that the shilyo is not connected, it's not tied to the min chayev behemo oif, the meila we assume, or the Kulpanim of the Chshash, that the Shilya here is Shaykh to a different Vlad. Memeiler Rechoshesh, that besides this Min Behema Chayv Oif, there is another Vlad involved in this Leda. And on that it says, Hareini Matil Aleihem Choymer Shtei Vladis. So first of all, it's mentioned here that the Shilya, in order to be Toiler, the Shilya, in the Vlad that was Kamon, that was Lefonenu, the Leda Kamon, so it has to be tied. Kosher imohem. Only then we say that the shilya is shaykh to the vlad. But if it's not tied, it's not connected to the vlad. So memeila retoila, we're saying that the shilya has a different vlad. And lechoira, we saw in the beginning of the Omud that he peel a vlad, kol gimel yomim toilim hashilya bevlad ze anoilad. And we're not choishesh that there's a different vlad. So, lechoira, we have 3 days, even if the shilya is not connected, it's not tied to the vlad, we're still saying that teich gimel yomim, we say that the shilya is shaykh to the vlad hanoilad, and we're not choishish to a different vlad. And here in the Brayso, it says not like that. Only even that the shilya is connected to the vlad, then we're toile, this shilya is shaykh to the vlad, and we're not going to be saying it's shaykh to a different vlad. So, from the Tesis and the Rashba, they mention the Shiloh, and they say like this, that only Betzuras Odom, Vlad that has a Tzuras Odom, then the Uvda is that Derech HaShilyol is Akev Ad Gimel Yomim. So even if it's not tied to the Vlad, but Derech HaShilyol is Akev, therefore, the Anocha is that the Shilya, that if it's coming out during the 3 days of the Leidos of Vlad, we're toilet a shaykh to this vlad, and we're not gonna choishes that it's shaykh to a different vlad. But legabe leider shel min chayo behema va'oif, the derech hashilya is not to be misakiv at all, and therefore we're not toilet the shilya of the behema chayo va'oif even during the 3 days. Just if it's connected, if it's tied to the vlad, so memele it's shaykh to the vlad. But if it's not connected, so since ein derech shilya is akiv, memeila rechoshesh that the shilya is shaykh to a different vlad. Now, the din of this case, it's brought down, hareini matil oleho choymer shnei vlodis. So there's a few shittas in the Rishonim. If this brisa goes according to Reb Meir in the beginning of the perek, the Reb Meir says that hamapelis min beimo chay v'oif, it has a din vlad, and the mother is tometumas leido. Or like Chachomim hold, Kol Shein B'Tzuras Odom Einu Vlad, and the woman is not Tomei Tumas Leido if it doesn't have Tzuras Odom. That's Machlekes Tanoim. So Rashi holds that this Braisa goes according. Also Rameir and also Rabbanan can go. According to Rameir, Rashi says, if this min behema chayav oif, if it would be a zohar, memele, according to Rameir, there's a vlad. And on that, has Tumas Yiledis as a zohar, shavua yomim, for the chumra of Tumas Leid, and then you have Meitoyan shel zohar. But on that it says, chisheshes lechoymer shnei. We're choishesh that maybe the vlad of the shilya was in a keva. In the case that the shilya wasn't tied to the vlad, so memele the anocha is that the shilya has a different vlad to it, connected to a different vlad, and this vlad we're choishesh maybe it's in a keva. Memele she has to, this woman is it has to be machmir for yemei tuma just like in a keva shvuay, 2 weeks, and. Maybe the shilya is shaykh to the rishon, and there's no other vlad. Then the yemei toyar will be shul zohar. That means that chisheshes lechoymer shneim legabe chumra shul tumas yiledes were chisheshes in a keva. Therefore, it's 2 weeks. Legabe yemei toyar. So we have the zohar. We have to be chishesh that there's less yemei toyar shlishim shalish yomim as laid as zohar. That's according to Rameyah. According to Chachomim, that they hold that min beim chayav oif bechlal is not a vlad. So what is the pshat chesheshes lechumra shneim? So the chash is that maybe the shilya is shaykh to the rishon, memela that she has no yemei toyar at all, and memela the dam she would see in these days it's dam nido. There's no yemei toyar. Chesheshes that the shilya is shaykh to the vlad of min beim chayav oif. Which tag is not a vlad. Memela, there's no leda here. Memela, she doesn't have the kulo of a yuledes with the yemei toyar. And also, we have to be choishesh that the shilya is shaykh to a different vlad, and that would be an akevo. Memela, she should be tome 2 weeks, just like yuledes nakevo. Now, in this prat, Tesis here, and this spot is chaylik and Rashi, Tesis says that according to a mayor, to be choishesh that the shilya is shaykh to a vlad which is in a keva and to give her 2 weeks l'chumras in a keva. Taisa says l'choira we have a sveik l'heter. Number one, shema in shilya b'vlad. Maybe there's no vlad which is connected to shilya. The shilya maybe is shaykh to the beim chayvoyif. Ba'filim tim tzoloimar there's a vlad. Shema hu zohar. So memele it's a sveik. And therefore, Tesis says, in a chanami, you don't have to be machmer according to a mayor 2 weeks. You have a sveik leheter. Just according to the Tesis, it's talking about a case that even if the first one was in a keva, this min behema chayvoif, and this vlad came out first, koidim shkiyas achamo, and the second vlad were miniach, that is yitze with the shilya after shkiyas achamo, so there we say that she has yemei tumo from the second ledo. Since we're choishesh that there's a vlad with the shilya, memele, the minion of the yemei tumah is from the second. That's choishesh l'shneim. Also the second, we're meniach that there was a ledo, memele, the minion yemei tumah starts from the second. The Rashba in our sugya brings, Yesha Pilshui says the braisa is going only according to Chachamim and not like Ramey. Why dafka according to Chachamim? Because according to Rameyer that the Rishon has a din vlad, the min beim chayav oif. So it comes out that loylo we're not giving her chaymer shnei vlodes mitzad the shilya. Because since if the first one is in a keva, there's no nafkamina with the shilya. You have all dina in a keva mitzad atzmo yishel min beim chayav oif. Now, and even if the first one is a zohar, and then we can say that you give choymer, havlad, shilya shiyeshim avlad, we give din in the keva because of the shilya. Mikol Mokon Rashi says, en ole choymer shnei vlodois machmas hashilya. Just, it's only a choymer in the keva machmas hashilya. that wouldn't be called Chomer Shnei Vlodis Machmas HaShilya. The Chomer of the Shilya is Machmer Kenekeva, but it's not Shnei Vlodis, it's one Vlad. But according to Chachomim, Rashba says that they hold that the first Vlad has not a din Vlad at all, since the Min Behema Chayvo, if it doesn't have a Tzuha Sodom. And according to Chachomim, that's not called a Leido. So it comes out that when you give her Chomer Shnei Vlodis, it's Machmas HaShilya. We're choishesh, shema, the shilya has a vlad, shema zohar, or nekeva, and we're machmir chumrei shneim, and therefore the brayso harini matil lechoyim l'shnei vlodes, dafka is going according to chachomim. Mitzad the loshen. The Rashba there brings another shita samefolshim that the brayso goes dafka according to Rameir, since it's not brought down in the brayso that she's tmeya also mishum nido. It says only oy mishum zocho or mishum nekeva choyim al shneim. According to Chachomim, we have its side also of nida, since maybe there's no vlad at all. The shili is shaykh to the min beim achayv oif, which is not a vlad, and maybe there's no vlad besides that. So we have its side. She's tumi tumas nida. Mishum according to her mayor, mimono shoch, she has no tumas nida here, since it's dam koishi, dam shliba machmas atzmei la machmas vlad. We learned before that she's not a need. So the whole need, and according to the mayor, is to be machmir, mitzad leidas zocho, mitzad leidas nekeva. But according to Chachomim, which we have a tzad that there's no vlad bechlal, memele it should say chaymel shnei vlodes and also chash nido. Memele adarava, the Rashba brings yesh mefol shem shabrei zadavka kirev me. Now Tesis, divra matchil chaymel shnei vlodes, beginning of Dav Chof Zayin, Tesis says, according to Rabbonon, that we give her to Chomel Shtei Vlodis, that means we're Machmir Kinekevo, which is Tome 2 weeks, and Chomel Zochal Inin Meitoyar, that the Meitoyar is less than a Kevo. The Marsha Agav explains, what's the Raya? It's not a Furish that we give her 2 weeks as an Kevo. The Marsha says that the Echreach of Tosis, that we're Machmir Kinekevo as 2 weeks, and the thesis were mefarish that the chomer to vlodes that is the chash zocher l'tumas shivas yomim, and the chomer may be that there wouldn't be a vlad bechlal memele there's no yemei toyar. That is a way to explain of chomer shtei vlodes that the chomer would be that there maybe wouldn't be a vlad at all. There's no and she doesn't have yemei toyar at all. What is the hechreach of thesis? That Chomer Shnei Vlodis means that we give the Chomer of Nekeva of 2 weeks. The Marsha says, since the Loshen Chomer Beis Vlodis, according to the Chachomim, that Min Behemo ain't a Vlad at all, is not a Vlad, so it's not a Chomer to Vlodis, it's a Chomer of one Vlad. The second Vlad is not to give Yemei Toyar, but it's not Chomer Shnei Vlodis. It's Chomer one Vlad, and the next Chomer is, maybe there's no Vlad at all, and she has no Yemei Toyar. Al-Kor Chochtesis learned that Chomer base Vlodis, Boifen Chiyuvi, means Chumras Vlad Zohar, and a Chumras Vlad Nekev. Memela Natesis says, Lichoyro, why aren't we Mekel? Le'inyan Tumas Nekevo, midin Sveik Sveiko. L'chor you have a sveik sveiko, l'kulo, not to give her 2 weeks, mikoyach leidas nekevo. Number one, Tesis says, the first suffix is maybe there's no vlad at all, besides the min behemo chayev olif. Memele, she's not tamet tumas leida bichlal. And even if we hold that the shili is not shaykh to the min behemo chayev olif, the shili is shaykh to a different, to a new vlad, we didn't see. But this vlad maybe is a zohar. So you have two tzodim, a sveik sveiko, not to be machmir, the chumra of 2 weeks as an akeva. So why, according to Rabbanon, we say, noisim le'achoyim al nekevo, for 2 weeks, b'meitumosa. And that thesis is miyasid, a big yisoid. Thesis is like this. If that we hold that that's a sveik sveiko, lichor, we have another sveik sveiko in a different way. If she would see her first re'iyo, after the Leido, B'yoyim Lamed Dalet, for this Leido, this case is brought out in the Gemara, Lekamon. And then she'll have another second Re'iyah in the 41th day to the Leida. So if this Leida would be a Leida Zohar, so the Re'iyah Rishoyna is a Dam Toyar. It's in the Yemei Toyar, which is Shloshim Shalosh Yom, after the 7 days of Yemei Tumah. And the Re'iyah Shnia would be Tchilas Nida. Then she finished with the Yemei Toyar. So the Re'iyah Shnia, which is in the Yoimim Aleph Lileido, that's Tchilas Nida. So if the Gufa de Uvda is that this was Leidas Zohar, or Toyla the Shilio that has a Vlad, the Min Be'im HaChayavoyif Bechlal is not a Leida. The Nidin would be that this Shilio has a Vlad, and the Vlad would be a Vlad Zohar. So if there's two Re'iyahs here involved, the first one was Yom Lamed Daled, the second one was Mem Aleph. Yom Lamed Daled is not a Re'iyah. It's Bimei HaToyar if it would be a Zohar. But the Re'iyah Shel Yom Mem Aleph, this Re'iyah Shnia Be'etzim would be Tchilas Nida. So we're Mimetamer as Tchilas Nida, Shivas Yomim. Just what we can be Toile, maybe it's not a Dam Nida, Mikoach Sveik Sveik. We can be Toile that the second Re'iyah is not Dam Nida, Mikoach Sveik Sveik. Why? Shema Lo Yoldo Klal. And if there was no Leida here at all, so it comes out that the first Re'iyah and the Yom Lamed Dalid is Tchilas Nida. There's no Yemei Tayar, so that's the regular Nida. Umemele, in the second Re'iyah, in the Yomim Aleph, he's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. But she wouldn't have to wait 7 Yomim. It would be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And even if we say that there is a Leida here, Shema Yolda Nekeva. And if the Leida was a Leidas Nekeva, so it comes out that both Re'iyahs, also the Re'iyah, HaRishoyno, in the Yom Lamed Dalet, and also the second Re'iyah, B'Yomim Aleph, they're both B'Mei Toyar. So Bechlal, they're not Goyrim Adin Nida. So we have two Tzadim to be Mekel on the second Re'iyah, not to be Metamer Shivas Yom. Meila Tesis says like this, since you can say it's fake Sveike, Lahokel, like we mentioned now, so this kula is soisa, the kula we wanted to say in the beginning, not to give her 2 weeks as a chumras nekeva, because we have a sveik, maybe it's not a nekeva. But it comes out that now we're using the same sveik, that it is a nekeva, to be mekel. The Meila Tesis says, if you use the sveik, that mitzad echo to be mekel in the beginning, that it's not a nekeva, and therefore you're not metame the woman 2 weeks. And then legabe the second, gufa de uvdo, that the Ria Rishena was Yom Lamed Dalet, the Ria Shnia Yomim Aleph, you want to use the sveika to be mekel, shema nekevo, and memelo the Ria Shnia is not metame ketumas nida shives yomim. These are two kulis hasois rizuidzu. Memele, you don't say a sveika, which they kulis hasois rizuidzu, and therefore shneim lahachmir. That's the Yisrael Tesis. Reb Shimon in the Shar Yosha, Shar Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, he's Mevar. What Tesis says here, I'll be the Sugyan Ksubis, famous Sugyan Ksubis Chof Zayin, Gabi Shtei Shvilim. One was Tome, one is Tohoir. One goes, if a person goes in one of the Shvilim, Vosotayres, Vocha Veroi, Holach Besheni Vosotayres, so we're Mamid, each one Bechaz Kosoi. But if Nishalu Bevas Achas, Shneim Tmeim, or Tata de Sasre, or Chuchabit Lulo. Kol Ponim Tu Hanogis, Hasoisre, Zuy Zubi Vasaras, Shneim Tmei. And that Rabbi Shimon says also here when the Sveik Sveiko, you have to be done also the Tulodis that come from the Hachras HaSofek. And you can't be Mekel one Kulo if Behreach it's going to be Yitzhak a Kulo HaSoiseris. Rabbi Shimon is Moisif there that since the Leda itself, which is Goyrim Etumo, it's also Goyrim the Din Lachar Zman. The Maisa HaMechayev Tuma is also the Maisa that is Goyrim the Din, the Gabi Yemeitari after Lachar Zman. Memeil, it's a Nidin Bevasachas. And on that, Tosha says that Sveik Sveiko, you can't have two Hanogas HaSuiz Rezuitzu. The Rochaner Taki asks on Tosha's Lichoiro, we're not done at the same time, both of Sveikas. So Memeil, it's not Bevasachas. There are two different stages, there are two different times. So why can't I be done? One sveik sveik l'chod and the other sveik sveik, just like shtei shvilin shaloi bebasachas. But Rabbi Shimon there is moisif in the Shari Yosher, that since the maise, hagoyrim hadin milechatchilo, the same leida that is goyrim the din tumo, is also goyrim din la'achazman, therefore I have to be done. It's shteim ke'echod and it's an idim bebasachas. That's the yisayid of Tesis. Doruch Haner here, he says that l'mais al guf divrei ha-tesis, we have a different answer. It's not muchrach the yisayid of Tesis that you don't say a sveik sveiko, heichosh, that both kulis are soisvis. We have a different answer, Doruch Haner says. Why? On the kasha of Tesis, why are we not mekel gabi midin sveik sveiko, and we won't be metame kechoymel nekeva, according to Chachom? So he says like this. Since according to Rabbanan Shilamaisel, until the nidin is to give her a second week, besides the first week. Now the first week can be Mon of Shachshis Tome, or Mitzad Leida Zohar, or Mitzad Nido. Even if there's no Vlad, but she's Nido Machmas Riyas Sadam, or Emsichas Akevo Beleidam. So it comes out the first week she's Becheskas Tuma Mimon of Shach. Now the nidin would be, should we be Mamshich the Tumo, or should we be Metayer on the eighth day? So we want to use the Sveik Sveika to be Metayel on the eighth day. Mitzad Sheni, until now, she has a Chizkas Tumo. So the Orkaner says, the Shach, near there, Simen Kufiud, Dine Sveik Sveika, he brings down in the name of the Reo, that you Sveik Sveika, Lekulo, is only if it's not against the Chizkas Isser. But if there's a Chizkas Isser Kenegdo, you don't say Sveik Sveika, Lekulo. Memele, here, since she has a chizkas tumo, and you want to use the sveik sveika to be mekel and be metayer the isha, lo yamrinum sveik sveika lekula b'mokim that she has a chizkas tumo. And the Ruch Haner brings the taka the shita mekubetzis in Bovakam and Daf Yud Aleph. Tesis there also mentions the same shayla gabi sveik sveika b'shil yeshayotu miktsoso. Tesis wants to be matir medin sveik sveika. So there the shita asks on Tesis lechoyer to sveik sveika neged chizkas yisur. But l'mais is a big machlokes rishonim and gedolei apoiskim. What's the din sveik sveiko keneged chezkas isu? Al kol ponim, according to those shittas, you don't have this hechriach of tesis that sveik sveiko the sasri ha'dode. You don't say sveik sveiko. There's another malach since it's keneged chezkas tumo, so memeli you don't say sveik sveiko l'kul. That's the answer to the Oroch Haner. Aitel zog de gemora tonu rabono shilye babayis abayis tome. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon Metarim. Now the Gemara asks, "My time with the Rabbi Shimon, why tako? Are we as Rabbi Shimon Metarim? Lechoyer, you have initially believe Vlad. This Vlad is a Vlad Mace. Why isn't he metame the bayis midin? Tumas Mace, Mace Boyel is metame. My time with the Rabbi Shimon. So there's three ways to understand the Shaila of the Gemara. My time with the Rabbi Shimon. Rashi explains that the Shaila of the Gemara is that Nehisha Nimoik, Rashi says, Mikol Mokon Kol Gufui Shel Meis Kan Vahavile Kerekev Ukenetzel. Rekev is the recovering of the mace. After the mace, after a little while, there's recovering a mace. Netzel is Bussar a mace that is Nimoyach, and it becomes Lichos Rucho. So the Shaila is Midin Netzel the Rekev Shel Meis. We should be metame this Vlad that is Nimoik. Kol gufi shel meis kan, ravi kereke benetzel. That's the shayla of the Gemara. My time at the Rav Shimon that he's metahir. We have reke benetzel of a meis. Tosis here says that the kasha of the Gemara is vaday not mitzad netzel kepirush Rashi. Tosis says since the Vlad wasn't nigmar yet, so vaday you don't have the din netzel. Netzel is a meis shenigmar. But the Vlad that is not Nigmar yet, there's no dinetzel of an Uber. Mikol Mokom Tesis says there's a reason to be Metame Mishum Shu Mei Sholem. Since the Uber is a Mei Sholem is Metame. That's the Shaila according to Tesis. The Ramban, the Rashbo, Ritvo, and the Ran, the Mefarsh Kushi Segemora, that it's more Mestaber time of the Remeir. Why? They say since it's not Shaykh, that even if the Vlad was Nimoyach, that he'd be Nimoyach Ligamre, that there's no bechal kezayis bosor between kol kulish al avlad vade nishal kezayis bosor. Vimken, they say bedin shiyetam and bedin kezayis bosor boilameis. That's the shayla of the Gemara, my time with the Reb Shimon. And on that the Gemara answers, Kesova Reb Shimon, kol tumo shenisarev min achel botlo. Vos the Reb Shimon, the time made, the Tanya, moloi talvod rekev. Rekev is the rekev of the mace, the shir me'alocho mishmisinai is, moloi hakaf, moloi hachoifens, machloikes, but al kolponim it's a shiu. In the recovery of the mace, if they have a shir moloi tarvod, so this rekev is metame be'oyel, it's not metame be'mago, like the mission always says. The Shver Rashi that says it's also be'mago. Rabbi Kveger asks, l'chor it's mefurish in the mission of Olis, that tarvet rekev is only metame be'oyel, and not be'maga. Al kol ponim, tarvet rekev is metame. Now, im nofal l'seichoy ofer, Rabbi Shimon says, kol shehu, tome. Rabbi Shimon metayel, that was Chachomim. Chachomim say, no, for the sake of all calls to Tome, Reb Shimon Metayer. My time at Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, Ka'amrei I efshal shal yilbush te predo is ofor al predo achas shal rekev vechosol. That means, we have here a shir mitzumtzum of Mloy Tarvad Rekev. The exact shir of the Rekev is Metame, which have a shir of Mloy Tarvad. Now we have a little offer that is came to this Moloi Tarvod, and this offer is mevatel part of the Moloi Tarvod Rekev. Memele, it's mechaser in the shir. Yevshol shel yalbesh the predus shel offer umevatel one pred of Rekev. Memele, it's megare in the shir. And on that the Gemara is medame. That's a tushlo of the Gemara. Just like that, just like the Tarvod Rekev, it's mechaser mishir. Also in our case, so Tosis Armefire, that also here, the Gabi Nefel, since you need the whole Shaila the Gemara, Tosis explains, L'shitosom, the Shaila was, we have a mace sholem of the Nefel, of the Vlad, Lefoneinu Kedei L'tamis. Memele, when we have also Damnido, so the Damnido Hanois of Mehaledo, it should be Mevatel, part of the Dam of the Nefel. Memele, there's no mace sholem. That's according to Tosis. And Tosis Taki Esk, according to Rashi, that Rashi explained that the Shaila the Gemara is, midinetzel v'rekev min ameis. So Tosis says, here the shir is not mitzumtzum. And it's not the same like we find by Reb Shimon, l'gavi talvad rekev, you have a shir mitzumtzum. There it says, the miktsas offer that came was mitzarev to the rekev. It's mevatel miktsas meharekev memele botzil eshiure. But here, it's not talking about a shir kezayis mitzumtzum. That's Tosis Shailan Rashi. So the Ritva here explains that Rashi holds that even though that netzel b'meis be'almutz shiure be'kezayis, but netzel shel ubor is not mitame be'kezayis. El, you need all the uber lefonein. When the whole uber, that netzel shel uber, come on, then it's metame. So it comes out that also, according to Rashi, you need this whole uber, the netzel of the whole uber. And on that, the Gemara is answering, since you have a chisorn b'miktsas alidei bitul b'roiv, memeil it's a chisorn al shir tum. Just like we find by Tavad Rekev. According to the Ramban, v'di'ime, the whole shayla of the Gemara is, that leitochen sheni moyach vaday shenishal kol apoches kezayis sheloi nimoyach ligamrei, just like Rameir holds, and on that the Gemara answers that even if we hold sheloi nimoyach ligamrei kezayis mikol mokim, the Gemara says that mashu mitoicha kezayis is misbatel dugmas talvad rekev that is bitul b'miktsas. This is Zalman Taka on the Ramban, and that goes on the Ramban. He's Meir. How do the Rishonim know that punkt l'kol apoches kezayis mitzumtzum is left? And on that the Gemara says that memeila part of the kezayis would be misvatel. Maybe there's a little more than kezayis left. But Tarvad Rekev, it's talking about the shir mitzumtzum of Tarvad Rekev. And on that it says that shach bitul b'roiv b'miktsas shi'if shol shol yalbesh te'ipredo yisofo al predo achas shol rekev. That's a shir mitzumtzum. But here the Rishonim say, mistaber, But it doesn't mean punkt kezayis. It's going to be a little more than a kezayis. So if that is the case, what's the tzushtel to the tarbe drekha? I'll call polim that shita saramban with the ime. Now the Gemara asks, on what the Gemara said before, that if shal shaliyalbush te pri de sofa al pri do acha shaleke vechosale, v'amino lehu, adarabe, if shal shaliyalbush te pri de srekev al pri do acha shal ofor v'nofish shi'ur. Dainu, the Gemara says that the Adarabba, Enochanami, have bittel of two praedas on one praeda. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, bedin sheroiv ha-rekev, you have more rekev than the offer. You have the roiv rekev should be mevatel, the offer, and that would make the offer to be part of the rekev, and there would be nofish shiure, that's Loshana Gemara. It would be a shir godl. Loshana Gemara is that the offer itself that came connected to this Talvad Rekev, so the offer after the Bittel, now it's being mashlim the Shiur Rekev, the Nofish Shiur. That means that the Bittel Beroiv, the offer Shem is Batel, Beroiv Rekev, it becomes part of the Rekev, and it now we have more Rekev here to be Metame. Now it's very famous that even in the Achronim, if Bittel Beroiv is only to be Mesalik, the Dinei Hamiut, but it doesn't have koyach to be mechadesh dinim al miut. Bittel beroiv means that when an iser nafal toich heter, so the heter, roiv haheter is mesalik din ha-iser, memele, the whole thing, the whole taroiv is his mutter. But maybe there's no koyach in the roiv to be mechadesh dinim al miut. We're not. Tosis and Zvochim dafayin ches holds that the miut heter beroiv iser, so the heter itself doesn't become part of the gufa Yisrael Gabi Malkus. If you have bosel the heter, that is botel, bipsar iser, we don't say that the heter is mitzarif now, that it becomes a chefza shel nevelo, that it's mitzarif l'shil kizayis. Bittel beroiv is misalik the dinim on the heter, but it's not nepach, the yis kechelik ma'atzvaseis. It's also famous what the Inig Yontef in Simen Dalet says begabi lishmo betzitzis, that chutim sheloinaisu lishmo, that were misarev in roiv chutim that were done lishmo. So ein bekoyach haroiv, he says, to be mevatel the mute, and to make the mute also mukshol etzitzis, lasu is kamoyu linin lishmo lachshiri. Since the roiv doesn't have koyach to be mechadesh dinim on the mute. The Prima Godim in Sharat HaRivis Chalikimel Perek Hei, he also brings from the Achreinim, She'in HaHetel Mis'apech Le'hisr Ali Dei Bitl B'Roiv. Those are the big arichas in this inyan. Al Koponim L'Choira, we have a stoma de sugyo we just read now. Our sugyo is mashma that the offer that is Mis'batel B'Roiv Rekev, Naisek Kerekev Letamuis. Nofesh Shi'ure Loshana Gemore Ali Dei Bitl B'Roiv. So here you see that al yidei bitl beroiv, we say that the roiv is mechadesh dinim on the miut. It's not only mesalik dinei hamiut. It's not only shoylel. It's also mechadesh dinim, and the offer becomes chefzer of rekev, that is metame beroiv. So ma'isa we find in the Mishnah Melech in Perek Zayin Milchus Me'ilo, Kibetzores, Rebel Chonon, Simen Samech, Oisei, they're mechalik between this taroivus of yovish b'yovish and taroivus of lach b'lach. Yad Yehuda's marach, we have a few mekoyros to be mechalik, but the chilik is that by taroivus yovish b'yovish there, the koyach of the roiv is only to be mevatel din hamiut, and not to be mechadesh dinim an hamiut. Masha'in kem legabi taroivus of lach b'lach, that it becomes one chefzo, there, it's nice komohu. Memele, according to this yesoid, we can be miyashiv our sugya. Our sugya is talking about a taroivis of me'im kemach bekemach. Toises bring down that kemach bekemach is needin ki taroivis shalach belach. Memele, but taroivis shalach belach, in that we can say that koyach haroiv l'chadesh dinim al miut becomes one chefzo, naise komoyu, and then we say that the roiv can be mechadesh din al amirut. The cases we brought before is legabi taruigas yovish biyovish. There, the koyach harov is only to be mesalik dinim amirut, but it doesn't have koyach to be mechadesh dinim on the roiv. The chutim shalishmo vechadoime. The main nido in our sugya brings down that then this nidoin, if the roiv can be mechadesh dinim on the miut, or is only mesalik dinim hamiut, he says it's totally v'machloikas asugis. We find in the Gemara in Pchoyres Daf Chof Gimel, there it's brought down that even something that is mizbatel beroiv kigoin, the Gemara brings down nevelo b'shchuto, you have miut nevelo, which is moirov, you have it aroives. She's talking about yovish b'yovish nevelo b'shchuto. So there the Gemara says that even though you have a heter achilo, but legabe tumas maso, but even that he's noise all the boss are here, it's still metame b'maso. Since b'metzias, the nesia is nesia b'kol ha-bosar. Even though it was mizbatel b'roiv, and it's mutter b'achilo, but maso, which is done b'basa'achas, the whole nesia, even though he's allowed to eat all of it together, the Rosh there in Chulin explains why. I'll call upon him the din. It's a din bora there. Legabe achila mutar, but maso we're not done. Bittel ber legabe maso, since lemaisi is noisa also the shtickle nevela here. So memel it's metame b'mas. And if that is the case, also bechayu legabe tumasoyel, it should be that way. That even though you had bittel beroiv, it wouldn't be metame tumasoyel. But lemaisa, that's a sugyo in. But in our sugi, the Gemara says that since you have a din bittel beroiv, so our sugi says memelitz this tarvid record is not metame to masoyel. L'choira, that's not like the sugi in Pchoiris. The Gemara says by Yos in the beginning that if you have bittel beroiv, that means the record would be mizbatel be'ofar memelitz this moi tarvid record is not metame be'oil. L'choira lu yehe that there's a din bittel, just like we say nevela b'shchuto. Even though the nevela is bottle b'shchuta, mikol mokem metamei b'maso b'oyel. Also here we should say that even though you have a ribui ofar that is mevatel the miut rekev, mikol mokem le'inyan tumas oyel and tumas maso, it's not mitzvatel. And here our sugya is poshut that we say that bottle also the gabi tumas oyel. So al kochoch, the Meinidus says, we have a machloikis as sugyas. And the sherish ha-machloikis is that if the miut is Naisa kmoya hetel legamre, v'nepach kmoya roiv, and therefore it's not metame, that was the tzad, that's our sugya. And therefore it's not metame bo'il adarabo. This rekiv becomes mamesh kechelik me'ofal be'at. And if that's the case, that's what the Gemara says, le'idach gisa. That when the rekiv should be mevatel the offer, so now the offer is going to be mashal meshir rekiv. That's the koyach habitel be'roiv. That's our sugi, but the sugi in Pchoiros that holds that the nevela is kimand de ise, and therefore it's metame b'maso, because nevela doesn't become ke'atzvus hashchuto, and therefore it's metame b'maso. Memele, if that's the case, it's also not nepach. So it comes to the machloikas of sugi's betalte. Shoyrash anidon ve'echot. If the roiv lemais is mechabel the miut liyis kamoyu or not, there's two nafkaminas. Legabe the time of b'maso, v'gabe if it's mechadesh dinim ala miut. So according to the Meinido, this goof is machloikas asugis. But lemais, according to what we were saying before, that there's a difference between taruivis lach belach and taruivis yovish biyovish. So the sugi in Pchoiris is talking about taruivis yovish biyovish. And there the Gemara says that it's metame b'maso. Vasheinkin in our sugi, it's talking about taruiv as lach belach, and it's mefurish in the Kesef Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph, Mavi Satumis, he brings the name of the Rikurkus, that what the sugi there in Pchoiris says that nevela b'shchuto that is still metame b'maso, that's only by yovish b'yovish, but b'taruiv as shalach belach, it's different, and taruiv as lach belach, it's not metame b'maso. Rabbi Chanan there brings it in Kibitzaris and Samech. And according to that, we don't have to come to what the Meinida says, that there's a machlekes asugyas, begidri habitu. Just the needin would be what type of taroivis it is. If the taroivis is yovish biyovish, that's a sugyan pchoiris. then it's metame b'maso, and it's only mesalik dinim, and it doesn't mechadesh dinim ala miut. Masha'im ken as sugyo, it's the sugyo of lach belach. There, the roiv is mechadesh dinim ala miut, and this miut guf is already not metame b'maso. Those are the two nafkaminas. But the ma'isa, the zarichos and the achreinim, and this case of Mishnah, in Seif Perek Aleph, Movi Satumo, that that is mechalik between taroivis belach and taroivis yovish biyovish, the Gemara in Pchoros itself is medame. The nidoin of l'tamis b'maso, also the taroivis of lach belach, legabi chororos dam. So we see that the Gemara in Pchoros holds that it's a tzushtel, taroivis lach belach and taroivis yovish biyovish, they're both one inyan legabe, that even after the bittel, it's still metame b'maso. It's a big shiloh, but that's a case of Mishnah. Al kulponim, in our sugyo, we can say that even if we hold, there's a machlikas, a sugyo, it doesn't have to be like the Meinida said, we have a gruisa machlikas, but kol gidri bitul beroiv. It can be only in the prat of taroivis shalach belach. That our sugyo holds that taroivis lach belach, there the miut is mekabel the din of the roiv. But legabe yovish biyovish kulel memoidu. That the roiv is not mechadesh dinim on the miut. Legabe taroivas shalach belach. Here, tak we have the machlokes asugis. Kesef Mishnah brings shitas haramam la'alocha that is poisek that taroivas yovish biyovish is choluk mitaroivas lach belach, and that stems with our sugya that taroivas lach belach. Pshitas as the Gemara neither is that the miutak is mekabel dinim haroiv. Not in the sugi itself in Pchoros, but the sugi in Nido Lichoro, it will come out that we have a chiluk between Taruvis Yovish B'Yovish, Me'ashel Taruvis Sholach B'Lach. The Rashman Ar Sugyo is Mevair, that the Machloikis Rameir and Bshimin in the Mishnah, if a Bebais is Tome, their Gufo Nechlak, if there's a Bittel B'Roiv Le'inin to Masmasiv Oil. Rashba explains that Reb Shimon says that the Vlad is Batel Beroiv. He holds that the Bittel Beroiv is Mahani, also Leinian, that the Mir is ready not Metame B'Masav Oil. That's not like the Sugyan Pchoros. Reb Meir is Chaylek, and he holds that the Bittel Beroiv doesn't help Leinian to Masav Oil. I'd like the Sugyan Pchoros. That means what the main Nida said, you have a Machloikes, Sugya Benida, with the Sugyo. In Pchoros, according to the Rashba, that goof is the machlikas tanoim, Rameel the Rabshim. The Tesis read in our sugyo, he's mevar be'etzim, everybody is moide, that the miut is misbatel b'roiv, also legabi tumas masa b'oil. So Shemeir understands that the bayis ha'pnimi, since the Vlad wasn't nimik legamre, so memeil it's a chisorn and taroives b'dam aleidu. That means also Rameel is moide be'etzim, that if there would be b'din bitol, so memele it would be also legabi tumas masav oil. That means our sugya lekol adayis holds that the bittel lekol apoches belach belach is a bittel that is mevatel also legabi masav oil. So according to Reb Meir, there's no taroivas gomor bebayis apnimi, and that prat, that's the machlekes of Shimon Reb Meir. Right, the Gemara in that of Zayin on the base. The Gemara is marach l'inyan talvet rekev. Shenofel and Seichei Ofer, the Gemara in the beginning says it's midin bitul beroiv, and then the Gemara says, no, mishum shenais lo idover achel galgiloin, aynu klapi de chidesh, aloch mishum isinai, that tarvid rekev is metame beoihel, you need rekev bilvad. You need rekev alone, with no other taroiv is involved. But once there's something else that is mu'urov, even though it's not megareh beguf ashir of the tarvid rekev, it's not a rekev bilvad. Memeil, it's not metame be'oyah. Right, zog de gemore, hash de damre, it's time of the Reb Shimon, mishum soifei ketchilosoi. Gabi shil yemai time. Once we have a different explanation, gabi talvud rekev, why, according to Reb Shimon, he's metayer. So, what's taka the reason by shilyo that Reb Shimon is metayer? You need a different reason. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum bitul beroiv nogubo. That means that the dam haledo is merube kol kach, more than the Michui Havlad, and it's Mevatel. Not part of it, it's Mevatel the whole thing. The Azda Rabbi Yechon, the time the Gemara brings down, that Reb Lezer is also in the Shita. Reb Lezer, the Tanya be Magaso, Sheshofo, Choras Dam, Harezoi Tikover, Upturum in Abchor. The Choras Dam is the Michui the Bchor. And Tony Reb Chia lo in a metamali bemago veloi bemaso. So this Choras Dam, Lichoiro, it says Mitzad Echot Tikover, Uchoishesh Vavlad, Pturum in Abchoro, Urchoishesh the Vlad, that means that Abo Akrav is not a Bchoir. But in that it says, Toni Reb Chia, that Eina Metame, Loi Bemago, Veloi Bemaso. So in that the Gemara says, it's a Stira Minei Obey. Me'achal Sheina Metame, Alme Rashi explains, Loi Cheshinun Levlad, if this Vlad is not Metame, Loi Bemago, Veloi Bemaso, Al Kochoch, we don't hold that there's a Vlad here. There's no Nevelish Levlad, in Kach. It's not Metame Tumas Nevelish, there's no Vlad. So a mighty cover. And that the Gemara answers, Kedei lefarsa moshi ptura min abchoir. The reason she tikover ein chanami, there's no tumo, tumas nevelo, for mago maso. Memele, there's also no kedushas pchoir. Mikol mokoim, the reason to be koiver, Kedei lefarsa mo, Rashi explains, sheniftero min abchoir, sheyedu hakol sheze peterechem. So mitzad echod, there's no Vlad, the Gemara says, therefore it's Amitame Mago Maso. There's no Kedushas Pchor, but you still have to be Koiver, Kedei Lefarsim, that this is the Peterechem. So the Gemara says, Vaita, it's a Stira Minei Ubei. If she's Pturo Minei Pchoro, that means Vlad Abo Achov is not a Bchor, since this Gufo is the Vlad that was Poiter the Rechem, so we see that it's a Vlad Malio. If that's the case, why isn't that Amitame? Why Reb Chia says in a metame live mago live maso? And on that the Gemara says Omar Rab Yochanan mishum bitul beroiv nogubo. That means that the michui of the nefel is botel beroiv dam. Lemaisa were choishesh vaday levlad. The chroras dam is a vlad, but it's a vlad that you have din bitul beroiv, and the roiv is mevatel. The roiv dam is mevatel the michui of the nefel. And therefore, it's mevatel the din tumas nevelo le'inin letamis b'mago v'maso, and it's also mevatel the kedushas pchoir. And the whole reason that your kaver this chararas dam is only kedei lefarsamo that she's a peterech. So the Tosfos here in the Ramban, they first of all say lechoro that the sugin pchoiros, it's a different reason why. It's not metame mago maso. There, the Gemara in Bchoira says that there's the bitul beroiv doesn't work leinin mago maso, since lemaisa command the iso. So legabe maso behakol, legabe ma'ila lakoil, you have the mute command the iso, so it's still metame. And here in our sugya, the Gemara brings down kedovo poshut midin bitul beroiv no gubo, and therefore it's not metame mago maso. Taisa says, Be'ikar Adobo, you can have different reasons why it's not Mitame B'mago Maso. Or Mitzad Bilbul Tzuro, like Rish Lokesh says, L'kamon. Or Mitzad, there's no Cheshivas of Meisholem. But Al Koponim in Arsugi, it says, Mitzad Bitl Beroiv Nagubo. Mashmos is, like we mentioned before, it's Machlikas Asugi, it's Ein Chanami. If Bitl Beroiv, L'kol HaPoches, Boifen Shalach Belach, if it's Mitame, the mute, B'maso Beroiv. Now, it's before here that Medina, the Michri Havlad, doesn't have Kedushas Pchoira, and it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. Mitzadshin is Batel Beroiv Dam. Now, there's a big shaila here, Minei Obey. Since the Roiv Dam is Mevatel, to be Mafkia, Tumas Nevela, and it's Mafkia, the Kedushas Pchoira, so the shaila is, if that's the case, why is it Poitim in a Pchoira? Since the Vlad is Mizbatel, Koidem aleido. So it comes out that there's no leidas vlad here at all. Chashvino leikamandalese. And the whole mute becomes part of the roiv, which is roiv dam veginunim. So just like the roiv is mevatel, that there's no tumas nevelish vlad, and it's not metame b'mago maso, and there's no kdushas pchoyrets, because it's mevatel the vlad. The roiv dam is mevatel, so it's mevatel the vlad that there wouldn't be any leida here, ever vlad, and memele habo achrov should be the pchoir. How mechad gisa we say that there's no vlad legabe tumas nevel and gdushas poira? Umidach gisa we say there's a vlad that it's a poir, that it's poitra boacho. Davni nezer niyaredeo nekilis yanke poira simen chof. They both say that it's muchach from here, a big isoit, that the whole din bitul beroiv is only that the mute is losing the dinim like the roiv. But shem hadovo, loinis batel. And the mute is still called a vlad. It's called a vlad, has a shem vlad. But the mute misbatel mitumas nevele, meadin tumas nevele. But the mitzias of the vlad is still here. So the miut, the bitul beroiv is chal on the dinei hamiut, but not on the mitzias of the miut. That's what they understand him and Yubei. Therefore, mitzad echod, there's a mitzias of vlad linin petarechem. It's totally in the mitzias. Aval gabei kedushosoi shel pchoyu v'tumosoi tumas nevele nifkal yidei bitul beroiv. But the Maisa, they ask Anis Yisoid from the Mordechai. Kirsyankim and Avni Nezer, they both ask, the Mordechai and the Chulin brings down, and then it says there that Yevoma Shirochi Kodam, Gemara says that Niftara Bechlitzazu, even though the Rikika has to be with Roik, not Dam, Gemara says, Yevshal Belitzich Tzuche Roik. So al korchuch every yerika shel dam is has also tichtzuchei roik, and therefore nifter abechlitzes. So the Mordechai asked lichayra, it's misbatel beroiv dam. Kedamrinim bezvochim the dam mevatel roik. Even if you have tichtzuchei roik, the roik is a miut klapei roiv adam. Memele, how is the yerikas dam poiter bechlitzo mitzad tichtzuchei roik that is here? Lichayra, the roik is misbatel beroiv dam. That's the shaila of the Mordechai. There he deals with Noila, but Taroivis we mentioned a few times. So the Stipel Navni Nezer asks, Lichoira, since there's no dinim in the Roik itself, we just need the Mitzias of the Roik, that Memela, there's Yerikas Roik here. Just like in our Sugi we see that the Mitzias of the Vlad is Kayum, and therefore it's Poita the Rechem, Haba'achov Eimeb Cho. Since the Nidin is Klapi Mitzias of the Vlad, even though the Tumas HaVlad is Nifka Midin Bitul Beroiv, and Gdushas HaPchor is Nifka, Hilchoiseyim Shel HaMiut were Nifka, but the Mitzias is Kayim. Also there, the Mitzias of the Roik is Kayim. And you need, by Chlitza, Yerika Shel Roik. The Mitzias of the Roik is Kayim as a Miut. Memele, what is the Mordechai Shailo that there should be Bitul Beroiv? The Roiv Dam is not Mevatel, the Mitzias of the Roik. That's their shayl. What's the difference? But lemaisa, this shayl can ask Menei Ubei and our sugya. The hemshek of the sugya, it says, a few sentences, Omar Av Ami, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Reb Shimon, She'imoi Tmei Oledo. Gemara says, that even according to Reb Shimon, that this Vlad, Sheni Moyach, it's not Metame, Tumas Meis. Therefore, the Bais is Toyer, according to Reb Shimon, Midin Bitol Beroiv. But Reb Shimon is Moide, that the Imoi Tmei Oledo, why do mal kro isho ki sazri av yoldo zoho? Afilu lo yoldo ke'in shehizriyo tmei oledo. That means that even that the Vlad is in Zvatel Beroiv, because there's a gzeras akosu, that even though the Vlad is nimoyach, kezera metame. So the Gemara brings a special gzeras akosu. L'choiro, just like the metzias of the Vlad is kayom, and it wasn't mizvatel, l'gabi p'choiro, l'gabi habo achov, that is not a p'choir, and we're done that this Vlad, this Metzias of Vlad, even after the Bittul, the Metzias is Kayim, and the Vlad, the Gufa Vlad is Kayim Legavi, that's the Pchor, Vabo Achov Eina Pchor. That's even without any Gzeras HaKosov. Ela Me'ikil Palshas Bittul Beroiv, the Roiv is only Mevatel Dinei HaMiut, but not the Metzias of the Miut. So if that's the case, also Legavi Tumas Ledo, the Maisa, the Isha is Netma Tumas Ledo, if there's a Ledo of a Vlad. So we still have the Vlad. What do you need a special Xeras HaKosov here? The Metzias of Vlad is Kayim. The dinei havlad atzmi legabi kedushas havlad legabi tumas havlad is nifka, but the metzias of vlad is kail. For the same reason, it's poiter abo achov b'pchoyer. Since we say that this vlad has a din that is poiter the rechem, the metzias is kail. Also lichoiro legabi the ledo, there was a yolda of the metzias of the vlad. Efshal, you can be mechalek. They blame the shail. Maybe it can be mechalek that even though it's brought down from our sugi that the metzias of the vlad is kayum and it's only mevatel dinim, but the pshat is like this: the miyud itself sometimes has dinim be'atzvoy, and sometimes the miyud is also goyrem the din. The din bitl beroiv is not only on dini hamiyud atzvoy; it's also mevatel that the miyud can't be goyrem any din. Memele comes out like this. When the miyut by us is not goyrem any din, the miyut that of the metzias of the vlad is not goyrem the ptur of a ba'al achrov. The pshat is like this: since the behema was kval yoldo, so memele comes out that the second haba'al achrov is not the first lerechem avlodis. It's only a teitzo me'aleido. But not that the first vlad is goyrem adin lifter abo achov. Just since you had the first one was had the peter rechem, so the second is not the rishon levlodis. Mashen ken legabi tumas ledo, the ledo itself is mitamid the yuledis. It's goyrem adin, and since you have bittel on the vlad, there's no ledo letamis tumas ledo. Therefore, you need a special gzeres akosu. Also, by the mordcha, the roik itself, there's no din be'atzmei shel roik, but the roik is goyrem adin p'tur. And on that, you have a din bitel beroiv, that the miut, not only itself is mafkia the dinei hamiut, it's also mafkia from the miut to be goyrem adin. Ein bekoyach hamiut ligroim din. Even though it's not the etzem hadin shel hamiut. But by vlodas, by pchoiro, the miut, the vlad here is not goyrem adin to be poiter abo achrov. The pshat is, it's the head there. It's a shlilo. When the second comes out, we want to know, is this the first lepeterech or not? He's not the first. But he's not the first, not because the first one was goyrem adin on the second vlad. The second vlad is not a rishon levlodas. So therefore, legabe pchoira, we only need the metzias of the vlad. The metzias of the vlad atzoy has no din, and it's not also goyrem adin. And in that, I have the yisoid of the Avnei Nezer and the stipler that bitul beroiv is not mafkia shem hadovo, but it is mafkia any time the miut atzoy has a din be atzoy, or it is goyrem adin. In those cases, botel hamiut, and it can't be goyrem any din. And therefore, the moltre and the Gemara, by us, we need a special gzeres akosu legabi tumas ledo, and the roi can't be goyrem adin chlitzo, masheen ken leinin b'choiro. There we can say that since the metzias of the vlad is kayum, just botlu dinov, memele habo achov ein kvarishin levlodes, therefore it's potter min abchoiro. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.